years ago, I got a writing assignment to spend a fascinating, glorious few days at CERN, the European Nuclear Research Center in Geneva, Switzerland. They're analyzing data coming out of the Large Hadron Collider. Essentially, they're using the largest machine ever built, a 17-mile-long circular tunnel 300 feet underground, to recreate the Big Bang. In the article I wrote about the collider, I could only compare it to works of fiction and art. Jules Verne, Tom Swift, a Bond villain's fortress crossed with Willy Wonka's factory, or one of the sculptor Michael Heiser's giant earthworks. So I was delighted to learn that not long after my visit, CERN started embedding painters and musicians and filmmakers. Kind of like particles, then, artists and scientists are colliding with each other and fostering discoveries. That's why they call the residency Collide at CERN. Sarah Elsis went to Switzerland to find out how the artists and scientists are getting along.
Subodh Patil is a theoretical physicist. In his office, there's a desk and a couple of chairs and a whiteboard that's covered in equations.
I specialize in early universe cosmology and its interface with very high energy theory, like string theory.
So I'm not going to try to explain that here. But to do this work, Patil spends a lot of his time just thinking. And when he's not thinking about the origins of our universe, he plays music.
I spend my life, you know, dealing with abstract things, struggling with equations and formulating expression. I'm really just in my own head. And making music, to me, is sort of my sort of existential protest to the universe that, you know, I exist, I have a body, I'm here.
Each artist in residence at CERN gets paired with a specific scientist who's called their inspiration partner. In 2013, Patil was working at CERN, and he agreed to be the inspiration partner for the sound artist Bill Fontana. Patil says that Fontana approached his residency with a simple idea.
To turn a Large Hadron Collider into sound sculpture.
Turns out he wasn't able to do it for bureaucratic reasons, but Patil enjoyed watching him try.
If I was forced to say something about how I imagined a lot of artists were, I would have said something to the effect that, you know, they're creators, they make things. But Bill was kind of almost weirdly like a discoverer. He would just be walking around with these accelerometers, with these contact microphones. And whenever he'd find something that would really captivate him, he'd be like, oh my God. And then he'd sit down and record it. He had a very almost explorer-like streak about him.
And that's sort of the point of these residencies. Artists are not expected to produce specific works during their time at CERN. They're just meant to spend time in the world of particle physics and engineering to be inspired, maybe to inspire the scientists too. Patil works in downtown Geneva. CERN is a ways out of town. It houses the Large Hadron Collider. It's a 27-kilometer underground loop of tubes. Subatomic particles are sent through those tubes at close to the speed of light. And the idea is that each time they collide, it's like a miniature Big Bang. And scientists hope these collisions will help us understand the origins of our universe. Above ground, though, the place is unassuming. Lots of prefab buildings. It has the feel of a college campus crossed with a movie lot. And everyone will tell you that the real heart of the place is here, the cafeteria. There's a ping pong table out back. Today, three people are playing, Laura Perrenou, Marc Dubois, and Simon de Diesbach. These are the three Swiss artists who make up Fragment In, a design collective. They're the latest artists in residence. Perrenou says that Fragment In has a goal of getting people to interact physically with the digital world.
We love to get out of the screen and just make something that you can touch, that you can grab, that you can feel.
At the start of their residencies at CERN, all artists go through a three-day induction. Marc Dubois says they met a lot of people.
They took us everywhere, bombarding with a lot, really a lot.
This is the start of the meeting of the two worlds. In a way, you can say it's the start of the collision, not of particles, but rather of ideas, of worldviews, of personalities. Even before getting to CERN, Fragment In was already thinking about what they could make here. They were struck by the fact that CERN is the birthplace of the internet. A physicist invented HTML here in the late 80s. That history inspired them to imagine what they call an HTML collider. Their idea is to take website code and somehow incorporate it into a sculpture.
A kind of kinetic sculpture that can make some data visualizations.
At this point, the idea is very unformed. Even they don't know what it'll look like yet.
Welcome, Marc, Laura, and Simon.
But still, Fragment Inn presented the concept and their previous work at a public lecture at the beginning of the residency.
So this is just two examples and two ideas. So the left one, you begin with HTML without brackets. And if you go higher, just...
Not everyone was convinced by the HTML project.
My question is that, what is the art in it?
I caught up with physicist Mohamed Hasib at the reception afterwards.
You are doing the coding stuff and colliding the webs. So it's totally a science thing. I didn't see the art in it.
Well, so what is art to you?
Yeah, for me?
Yeah.
For me, it's the art is something that... what's the definition of art, actually?
Well, what's the definition of science?
Science is like something you are digging into it.
So for you, science is like answering questions or gathering data?
Yeah, something like that.
But art isn't?
Art is like describing things like, see the sculptures or like painting. So for me, the art definition is that.
It's a visual thing, or beauty, or...
Something like that.
Isn't there just some quote about, like, I'll know it when I see it or
that's,
something?
That's pornography.
All right, there you go.
Alex Brown chimes in. He's a physics PhD student. And he reminds us, Steve, that Fragment Inn is still at the beginning of their artistic research.
I don't think the art exists yet. There is no artistic production yet. There are sort of germs of artistic ideas of this could lead to something, maybe. And there is a big maybe on it, and that's the next 3 months we're finding out.
Big maybe? Faced with Hasib's skepticism, Brown points out that scientists are also chasing big ideas.
Where was the evidence of the Higgs boson in the theory papers from the 1960s? You know? So it took until 2012 for people to have enough evidence to say, actually, this is right. So where was the science in saying the Higgs boson exists pre-2012? I would say that is a parallel question to where is the art in this HTML collider idea pre-them having done it.
My expectations what CERN would be were very different from what I found.
Jan Peters, a German video artist who was here in 2013, quickly found his niche.
I was not thinking that it is that big, and I was not thinking that the people would be that open to people like me.
Peters spent his time at CERN with Neil Hartman, an engineer who works on ATLAS, one of the biggest experiments on the accelerator, where the particles actually collide. He's in charge of ATLAS's pixel detector, the innermost part of the experiment.
I always say our project, the pixel detector, is much like a very, very complex digital camera.
A camera, right up Peters's alley. And Peters arrived at a unique moment when the accelerator was shut down for 2 years so that the scientists could work on it without getting exposed to radiation. Peters was allowed to go underground with the scientists to actually see the detector and the experiment, something almost no one ever gets to do. As a result, he extended his residency to a year. He filmed about 100 hours of footage using different kinds of cameras, and he found a kindred spirit in Hartman, a film buff.
Even though his practice was in many ways the most straightforward, meaning turn a camera on the device, you know, and observe it, in a way his question is the most philosophical. Looking at what we do, what it means, what the people mean, how they relate to each other, and he's going to turn that into, I believe, into a film that will be very personal because that's what his work is, about why CERN matters, you know, to him.
Peters is still working on editing the footage. He did produce something soon after the residency, though, a diary-like audio play for German radio. He worked with the composer.
We ended up with this kind of idea that this is a kind of musical, with some kind of funny music. I think in all my work, when you look at what is behind, it's like, what is the meaning of life?
We ask big questions in particle physics, and I mean, sometimes those things are a bit overstated, but the simple reality is if you really start to think about it, we are trying to figure out where we came from.
My experience was that the moment when you are in touch with ideas of the beginning of the universe, that's mostly in those conversations that take place in the elevator, or even more in the restaurant.
The restaurant, the cafeteria, the heart of CERN, where the scientists and the artists collide over a cup of coffee. Each is exploring the world. No one really knows what they'll discover. That's probably the point.
That was Sarah Elsis in Geneva. To see some of the work by those artists at CERN, go to studio360.org.